Former General Wesley Clark led NATO's Allied command to victory over Slobodan Milosevic in 1999. He says he will decide in the next 2 weeks whether to run for president. Clark spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
If the 58-year-old General Clark joins the 9 candidates running for the Democratic nomination, he'll be the only military commander in the race. But he would have an uphill battle. He's hardly a household name. Clark would present an interesting challenge to President Bush, who has used his performance as commander-in-chief as a selling point with voters. Clark has called the U.S. effort in Iraq the biggest strategic blunder since the Cold War.
I always thought that Saddam Hussein was a problem for the United States and a strategic challenge, as well as a bad leader for his own people. And I always believe he had some degree of chemical and biological capability. But I never saw this as an immediate threat to the United States. It wasn't a smart move in terms of prosecuting the war on terror, in my opinion.
General Clark, how long do you think any campaign is going to last that's really focused on the idea of criticizing President Bush on Iraq?
Well, I don't understand your question, Juan. You ask me what I thought about Iraq. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what I thought. It has nothing to do necessarily with the central theme of a campaign or anything of the sort. I have not made a decision on whether to run, but I do believe this. It's absolutely essential that we ask these hard questions about Iraq and our policy in the war on terror now. Now, while there's still time to change, before change becomes failure and before continuity becomes prohibitively expensive.
Many critics, anticipating that you might join the field, already saying, well, he doesn't have much experience with domestic policy. He doesn't have much political experience. How do you respond?
First of all, they could look at what any officer in the armed forces has done in terms of leadership. We've made a profession in the United States Armed Forces of putting people first. In my job at the National Training Center, I was like the mayor of a small town. When I was a commander in Europe, we had 44,000 school children. We had over 100,000 civilians associated with us, people living in housing on post and housing off post. So I think there's a lot of relevant experience that people from the military could bring to civilian communities.
You've worked for both Republicans and Democrats, worked in the Ford administration, the Clinton administration, but you've never held elected office. Is that a barrier?
It certainly is different. The whole way of thinking about partisan politics has been part of my delay in moving into this. It's a very difficult thing to go from being nonpartisan to being engaged in the election process. It's a transition that would take some time, and it's one that military people traditionally are reluctant to make, and I'm one of those.
As I understand it, General Clark, you're in favor of women having the rights to an abortion. You're in favor of affirmative action. You're in favor of gun rights. Is that correct?
I'm pro-choice. I am in favor of affirmative action. I certainly believe you have to protect people's right to bear arms, absolutely.
What about gay marriage?
I haven't said that I support that. I believe you have to treat people with dignity and respect, but I'm not for gay marriage at this point.
Just this week, you've announced that you are a Democrat. Why did you make that choice at this time?
Because as I went through the process of thinking about whether or not I was going to do this, I realized that the Democratic Party was the party that most reflected the ideas that I had in foreign affairs, internationalism, the ability to work with others and then forge a common purpose, using force as a last resort. And in domestic affairs, it really goes back to the spirit of the United States Armed Forces. It's be all you can be.
3 independent websites are spurring Clark to join the campaign. Clark said he's been told they've raised more than $1 million and have pledges from more than 7,000 people to do campaign work. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.